Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Handsome, chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Chatting with friends on the handsome pod.
Cheers.
Hello, it's your friend Tig Notaro on the Handsome Pod, and I'm sitting here with my co-host.
Your friend, Mae Martin.
And your other friend, Fortune Feimster.
Oh, looking handsome.
Just a couple of friends.
No, more than a couple.
A triad.
A triad of your handsome best friends. Sitting here perfectly normal, nothing. Yeah.
Just having a lovely hang. Having some whisk.
Having some whisk.
That's short for whiskey.
Yes. And also long for a woo. I have to confess, that's an old joke of mine.
Oh, really?
It did seem to come pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, I am quick.
I do know that about you.
Okay.
But so I'm slow, and I've been coming up with short for Wisconsin for the past 45 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
But when I say my name and people ask, oh, is that short for something? And I say, no, it's long for t.
It's very good.
That's another good one.
Yeah, it's good.
You got,
I
like
thought it was short for Tidge.
Well, of course.
I feel like in your brain, there's just like a filing cabinet of bits that you can just like pull from at any, like your bit upstairs of you like falling into a bar. Like,
no, being thrown out of a bar.
Oh, thrown out of a bar. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yes. Yeah. Did you understand it correctly?
I thought you were like getting out of a brawl or something.
Well, no. I guess maybe I forgot to mention that I have somebody behind me that yells, "And stay out."
Oh, see, that was important to the bit.
Yeah. So when I'm in New York, people hang out on the sidewalks, chatting, smoking, whatever. And then I like to throw myself out of the door of a bar.
Yeah.
And then look back while I'm like dusting myself off. And it's good to have someone in the bar that yells, "And stay out!" And then you just
that really,
walk
that does
off.
Sell it.
Uh-huh.
Have you been kicked out of a bar before?
No.
Me neither.
Have you?
Maybe just for being underage as a teenager, I think. Like there was
of
this,
course.
It's one bar called Timeless that you knew that you could drink if you were like 10, and we would all go, and then one day I think that because he cracked down, he just was like, "This is out of hand. It's full of kids." Like,
oh no! Wait, literally 10?
No, like 14, like, kind of. Wow.
Someone definitely looks 14 when they're 14.
Yeah, exactly.
And you currently look 14.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and he would like. In a way, it
what
was kind of
me?
A safe place. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. You look, you look 14.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the bar's called Timeless. Time does not exist.
Yeah.
That's true.
That could have been y'all's argument.
Yeah.
It felt like a kind of island of lost toys, but it was like a safe place to drink as well.
What
I don't
was
know.
Your drink of choice?
50. This beer called 50. It tastes like pee and water.
Ew. It's,
we would just drink 50s.
Okay.
And yeah. Have you ingested urine before?
Have you ever been lost in a desert?
Or even on track in a desert? Like exactly knowing where you're going.
But are people in a desert going somewhere?
Yeah, you might be just going to the oasis.
Yeah. Okay. You might want to you're walking your camel over to get a sip from the oasis.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever drunk pee.
I can answer this with certainty. I've never drank pee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any interest?
I mean. No. I love that you're like, I'm not sure.
Yeah. It seems like the kind of like prank I would. But yeah. No, I definitely haven't. I definitely haven't drunk pee.
Okay.
Well, you don't sound like you're lying or anything.
But it's like, I feel interrogated.
Have you drunk pee?
Yeah.
Have you?
Why?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No.
You're very convincing.
I would if I was dying of thirst, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're in a situation of survival. Yeah.
Well, how long? When do you know you're about to die of thirst?
Well,
your body just tells. Oh, is this a Mayfac?
Well,
Mayfac.
You're looking for some numbers and stats. Well,
crunch.
You can't. You can not drink water for 7 days, I think. Eating, wait, you can go 21 days
without
eating. Y'all
should Google this before you.
Yeah, don't. No one try this at home. But
oh, a million. Anything May is saying. Let me be clear.
You always follow.
Yeah,
over
yeah, yeah.
Google
this is
search.
A comedy huge podcast. If you have any criticisms or questions, this is a comedy podcast. Go ahead.
You cannot eat for 21 days, but I think drinking is like 3 days. Thomas?
Wait, it went
wait,
from seven
wait,
to three.
Wait, what about, hold on, here's my question.
I just jumped from seven to
seven
three.
Seven to three is a big
difference. 22 days?
21.
You're out?
With no food.
Right, but at day 22, goner.
God, yeah, I can barely skip that. One meal. That would be difficult.
Well, and then also, I remember during Hurricane Katrina,
yeah,
like I remember this story about some guy that was like, in his garage, like in the rafters,
yeah,
for I think almost 2 weeks.
Oh,
yeah, that's the thing. All these things are mutable, right? If you can meditate, if you're the Dalai yeah. Lama, meditate.
None of us are the Dalai
are
Lama.
Are we not?
No,
you can will yourself to live maybe
mm-hmm.
Past the 3 to 7 days.
Well, maybe he was drinking his urine.
The guy in Hurricane Katrina or the yeah. Dalai Lama?
Yeah, anybody really.
Or,
I mean, who
or
cares?
A doll that looks like a llama. I don't know. Oh, God.
I think it's one of your best.
We're off to a strong start.
Llama. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm having a hard time looking at you, too.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. No reason.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, so
for those of you that watch our YouTube channel, you'll understand why I said that.
I've never felt better and more myself.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. How about you?
It looks very natural.
You look
does
very
it?
Handsome.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I will tell you guys, I just got back from Europe
uh-huh.
and I went to Paris, London, and Amsterdam. Had shows in London and Amsterdam. A lot of Hanson fans.
Real
out there. Yeah.
I love that.
A lot of Hanson fans. I've mentioned the podcast and got a lot of woo-woos.
God.
And there's a bunch of people wearing a Hanson shirt. Again, YouTube followers, check this out.
People that are listening,
Fortune.
I hope you can hear Fortune's shirt.
I'm wearing a Hanson t-shirt.
Yeah.
Do you think, do Amsterdam Hanson listeners maybe pronounce panties ponties?
They probably do.
And so they don't get the
they
joke.
They don't get the joke. And they're like...
Yeah.
They I'm not nailing the Dutch accent, but there was a lot of like, I like handsome. Very, very good podcast. Handsome. I
yeah, you really are. Yeah.
I apologize to all of our Dutch listeners.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you're not gonna be known for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, you would be pretty pumped about this. It wasn't vegan.
Oh.
However, I had a really cool 4-course vegetarian experience
nice.
In Amsterdam, but like a high end, like super foodie.
Yeah.
And the restaurant's in a greenhouse.
I've seen this place advertised.
De Kos, it's called.
Yeah.
80% of what they serve, they grow themselves.
Wow.
And it was one of the best meals I've ever had.
Really?
And what? Yeah. How did you land there? Because obviously there's many 4-star restaurants.
Right. A fan had told me about it. She said this is one of the best meals I've had. It's in a greenhouse. It's really cool. I looked it up. It looked cool. And I knew it was near the end of our trip. And I knew by that point, Jax would really want healthier food.
Yeah.
And fresh, you know. And yeah. I like the idea that they grow almost all of it.
What were you eating before?
I mean, you know, when you're in Europe, it's a lot of pastries.
And Amsterdam's like, they're famous for just like, meat and gravy
mayonnaise on their fries. And this one was really cool. I mean, it was like celery mayonnaise on a rice cracker. I was like, there's no way I'm gonna like this.
That's so awful.
It was, and I don't like celery. It was so good.
Really,
the butter was like made with mushroom. That was incredible.
You don't have to sell me on it.
I know, but I'm just telling you because you figured you'd love the veggie situation. Beets, roasted beets with like a brown butter sauce, which is weird to think of the combo, but it was so good. And this some kind of root vegetable, and the main dish was a mushroom.
Yeah, imagine that.
The main dish.
This is a bit of a May fact, but you know, they recently found out cave people.
Thank you for doing the non-binary.
Yes. they thought were mainly meat eaters, mm-hmm. but it's reverse, that they were mostly plant-based and maybe 20% eating meat.
Wow. Really? And like foraging, because they hadn't, there's no agriculture yet. So they're just, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So
any cave people in the...
Not that I know of.
Good question.
I'm not sure. Let me think.
And did you do any like sort of touristy Amsterdam thing? Like, did you go to the red light district?
I mean, we walked through it just because it's part of the that area. It's not like you're going down an alley to find it. It's just you're walking through the area anyway. It's there. But that was like my third trip to Amsterdam, so I'd seen that before.
Didn't get a prostitute?
God.
You didn't get a...
Can you imagine? Hello, ma'am. They're all in the window smoking a cigarette. Like,
oh, I know.
Would you like my Dutch accent?
Let's hear it.
Hello, would you like to come in and make sexy time? That was kind of...
That was Borat.
That went to Russian.
You were all over there. Fortune cross the pond.
I don't think they do a lot of ladies stuff. I think they're like, if they do a lady situation, it's a couple, male, female.
Oh, really? Looks like someone looked into it. Okay. All right.
I like walking through there, and then I get really giggly when someone like waves at me from a window.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found out that the time slots you're getting are only like 15 minutes. I didn't realize that. You're getting...
They get right to it.
People are going in, you got 15
Fortune.
Minutes.
Fortune! What do you mean they get right to it? Get right to what?
You're paying. You gotta...
How much is it?
Wham, bam.
Let's drop the facade here.
I did not research
What did you pay?
I have no idea how much it costs.
Okay. Like, we're fools.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We're Poirot over
here. I'm too much of a square. I could never
get a prostitute.
Yeah.
What about you, May?
I would get a sex worker. Yeah. Like if, yeah, I haven't. Yeah. But if the situation, you know, if I was really lonely and I'm not against it. Like philosophically.
Right. Right.
And I'm realizing, because you just said sex worker, I'm very familiar with that term and I use it. But is prostitute not okay now?
I don't know. I'm not up to date. But I feel hear sex worker
during
more.
My research.
Yes.
I really don't know.
I feel like when I first moved to England, I looked into whether there was a market for like escorts for women and that I could maybe be an escort.
You could be the escort.
Yeah, for like...
Oh, you'd get a lot of people paying some good money for that.
I couldn't find... There's no market for it.
Oh,
find... Like, there was no existing, like, agency that would
have... Wait, I'm sorry. What?
There's not... It's only the female escorts for the men?
Yeah. Like, so there's not enough of a demand of, like, older women looking for...
Yeah,
people
because
like this guy.
A non-binary...
Women in general aren't doing that as much as men, right?
They're
looking for that?
I guess so, yeah.
Probably zero.
There's clearly some people looking for it.
Fortune look was...
Yeah, oh, right. Oh, sorry. I forgot you just outed yourself.
Does anyone want to come into my window? Oh, come to my window.
What?
Guys!
Wait, we get it.
Is that what the song is about? Is that what come to my window?
Oh, closer to fine.
Come to my window. Hello, come into my window.
Wait a minute.
Hello.
Hold on.
Come in.
Melissa Etheridge,
this is more French
does
now.
Not end that sentence with
window.
Like, hello. Like she has a bad
come
back.
Come to my window.
My back.
Come inside, wait by the light of the moon.
We got to get a question from Melissa.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when there was all that talk around who was the sperm donor of her?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that was like huge?
It was me.
It was you. Yeah. And it was on Oprah and everything.
It was the Crosby.
Yeah, David Crosby.
Yeah.
That was so... I mean, like, ahead of it. They were on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And it was Melissa and her wife and the kids and David and his wife all on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Katie Lang followed me on Instagram and I got so excited. And then I saw it's like Katie Lang's management team.
Oh, no. I was like, it's a fan page.
For sure. Katie Lang doesn't run this page. There's no way.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it'd be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Katie Lang might pop in on Instagram every now and then.
She's too busy out sort of
farming.
Yeah, looking into the horizon. Yeah. You know?
Like standing in a pasture and staring off.
Just being handsome in a pasture.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag, but the folks that sing Joe and the Button Factory followed me on Instagram.
Well,
we need to talk about this. We need to. So
Sharon Lewis and Bram.
Sharon Lewis and Bram. They're Canadian.
Yeah, they're Canadian.
Icons, but I've never seen a response bigger than that. People were so outraged that me and Tate didn't know.
An imaginary song.
It's a children's song.
It's not real.
Joe and the Button Factory, for those of you handsome listeners who've been following along.
AI.
A few episodes ago, I introduced Joe and the Button Factory song. Tig and May looked at me like I was an alien, literally said, no one's heard of this song. And then
turns out we were right.
Our friends from Canada, you guys would know them because they were famous for singing Skinnamarinky-Dinky-Dink,
Skinnamarinky-Dink. Now that's a tune.
You don't know that song either?
I don't need to be treated like this.
Well, that's their...
I don't know what got into you this morning.
They were a huge part of my childhood. Yours
same.
Too?
Yeah, but I still maintain that the Button song, they're just in on this ruse now because existed.
No. I feel like the Button song was more obscure, one of theirs, but they covered it.
I feel
and
like...
our handsome pod talking about it, they posted, they tagged me and tagged us. The Handsome Pod, and put their song on both Instagram and TikTok, and it went viral.
The
my
song
friends.
That they made up that, based on you making up well, a song.
I don't think they wrote the song.
No one wrote the song.
But the Handsome Pod made Joe the Button Factory go viral. So
you said it got 4 million views.
I think it's
fortune.
I think it's crazy that you went online and you created thousands of bots and fake accounts just to go on Instagram and comment on our clip and be like, I love that
whatever.
Song.
Yeah, was it worth it?
Was it worth it?
Got 4 million. There's a song got like over 4 million views.
Well, when we're doing a live show in Canada, we should have them make
oh my
an appearance.
God.
I don't want to brag, but they did reach out to me and said,
we heard
to sing a song with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Okay.
I mean, I can put in a good word for you too.
I went to see them live when I was a kid.
Chatting with friends on the handsome pod. Chatting with friends.
Since I'm friends with them now,
oh god,
I could probably ask them, hey, can we all collaborate? I think they'd be into it.
On a children's song?
They're in Toronto.
You're saying essentially that I can get Harry Styles.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we're acting.
It's Sharon Lois.
It's our childhood version of yeah. that. I mean, we can sing with Melissa Etheridge too, whoever you'd like. But I'm just saying.
Come to my button factory.
Come inside. Wait by the light of the moon. I can't wait to put out an album.
I used to do this VR boxing workout where I'd be wearing my thing, and then the music was Melissa. Well, you got to choose it out of a handful of
the
options.
The boxing part had Melissa.
Yeah, and I would choose "Come to My Window."
Why you box?
I'd be boxing alone in my apartment.
Do you start it off with "I dare you to come yeah, to my window"?
Yeah, it was really like incongruous music for that. I'd be sweating, and
wow,
it was really cathartic.
I feel like this is the second time we've talked about Melissa Etheridge, "Come to My Window."
Is it?
Probably.
I think
oh,
so.
Oh, I think at our last live show was when we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Because you did a thing about the window part.
Yeah. Oh, the lyrics, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's saying, "Come to my window, I'll be home soon."
Yeah.
So some girl is like sitting in her window.
Yeah.
Wait by the light of the moon.
Wait there. Yes. Like what a move.
Yeah.
Like, hey, listen, little Missy, come over here. Wait by my That's window right. by the light of the moon. I'll be home soon.
That's what yeah. you know they're into. When, they're waiting
at your window. But when, Melissa? When? I told you I will be home soon.
When I get done with the button factory.
When I'm finished at this other broad's window.
Yeah, that was at our live show. So if people didn't
stream
it, they didn't see that yeah. whole hilarious bit.
You missed it.
I feel like I had a Sharon Lois and Bram dinner mat.
Back to this.
Yeah, sorry. We gotta move on. Do you remember dinner mats?
Then? Yes, of course. I was a child.
Do they still make them?
I haven't looked into it.
Because do your kids have, like, that was big. You'd have your
yes,
dinner
my
mat.
Yes, kids have dinner.
I did not have a dinner mat. I was raised by wolves.
Really?
Yeah, it was a free-for-all. Your food would go wherever.
I would have, like, a plastic dinner and as a kid, like, you just study every speck yeah. of that dinner mat, and you know the picture so well. And,
yeah.
No, I haven't seen
that must
one.
Be nice.
I should get my kids one. Like,
I was breastfeeding on a wolf.
Yes, I was.
On the teat.
That's why I'm half beast.
Should we get into our question?
I mean, sure, since you don't want to talk about our childhood songs anymore.
Well, I mean, I knew, like, Mary Had a Little Lamb and stuff.
Do you know, this is a song that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is
Thomas
a song that never
ends. Was that a Canadian song? Am I just very in tune with Canadians?
I know. What's going on here?
Was that a Canadian song?
It was Lamb Chops.
I don't know.
Have oh, Lamb Chops. Yeah.
Oh, that little
I also,
puppet?
Part of it was that I was a Girl Scout.
This Real? Is coming up again.
No, but I'm just saying, a lot of these things, I think, stem from me being a Girl Scout.
I was a Brownie.
Okay.
Now That's we can good. Talk.
Now you have some common ground.
Pull your chair up, bud.
Wait, you guys should know about how long you cannot drink or drink in your pee and, you know, and
well,
food.
Brownies go to like what age 9 10
I don't know I did it once and I was like
just one season
yeah
and you're like I'm out
There was some song that they would sing called like something like some friends are golden, some are silver.
Oh, make new friends.
Yeah.
The old one is silver and the other gold.
Do you know that one?
No.
Two against one.
I like
love
it,
Girl
though.
Scouts.
What would you do in Girl Scouts?
Just still
eat cupcakes.
No, back in the day,
you put on a little green suit just and ate cupcakes
and braid each other's hair. Yeah. I just love being in a room full of girls.
Yeah, yeah,
lotion on each other's arms. No, cuddling in sleeping bags. Yeah. This is my jam.
This is like me at camp. It's it's like a horny time, but you don't know.
It's a horny time. You know, you're just rubbing. Fortune. But you don't really like understand.
How old were you?
I mean, I started at 5 and went to 12.
See, I was smoking in the woods.
I know. Yeah. You were, it was not
Huckleberry Tig.
Tig had to get out of there. I just needed to be around the girls my age. I needed the boys to not be in the picture.
Right. So this was
I was like, y'all need to leave me be with Jessica.
Nobody knew I was a girl, so I didn't need anyone to leave. And plus, I was also, did you water ski in the swamps?
No.
I was like smoking and water skiing in the swamps. Yeah.
With like alligators
around? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like off the back of a motorboat?
Yeah. Stop. Or off of the pier, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I tell people about that and they're like, no way. And then I saw my brother and I was like, we used to water ski in the swamps, right? And he's like, yeah. I was like, okay. I started to think I made it up. But
that's insane.
It takes from like the bayou. It's just different.
You know, you're water skiing, smoking a cigarette, you know, you're five.
I was
wet in my pants.
We had a whole different situation.
Wet in my cutoff shorts, no shirt on.
Yes, yeah.
I didn't wear a shirt when I was little. I'd swim and just swim shorts. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
At 10, they were like, what is y'all's favorite TV show? And everyone was like, you know, Beverly Hills 90210 or whatever it was. I was like, the Golden Girls. I was just in a different situation.
One water skiing camp story. I mentioned my camp counselor once before. And then she messaged me and was like, you're talking about me again and using my full name?
No.
Because I said Katie Anderson was my big crush at camp.
You said it again.
But look, we're pals now. I'm going to her wedding at some point, I think. But
she's like, do you really have to say first and last name?
I know. And then I just did it again. But
do you have her social security number?
Yeah. And it's 312. So she was like the coolest to me.
Yeah.
I don't know if other people felt this way, but she was like the coolest counselor at camp and she was in charge of water skiing. And I wanted to hang with her in the boat rather than have to get wet and get cold and be like, and I just wanted to be near her and hanging out. And she wore like Oakley sunglasses and like a hoodie and so cool. And
what's her number?
Yeah. So one day I show up, I sign up to water skiing. I'm like, oh, I'll talk to Katie and I'll tell her this joke or whatever, this fact. And then I show up.
Excuse me, do you know how many teeth sharks have? Hello?
Hello? So I was like, oh, if I go and I don't bring my bathing suit, I won't have to go in the water. So I show up because it's the other side of camp and I trudge over there and I'm like, well, forgot my bathing suit, so I guess I got to sit in the boat with you. And she's like, no, you got to get in the water in your clothes.
What?
Yeah. And I was like, what? And she made me get into my jeans.
Katie's a real bitch.
Fortune!
I think Katie was, I think I was playing into it and I loved it, but she was like, get it. So I went in my jeans and my hoodie and
I know for sure you were playing into it.
Oh, I was like, playing this like low status, like, poor, and trying to get attention. And then so I just remember like the weight of these clothes in the water, and it was knee boarding actually.
Oh man.
And I'm lying there, and then the boat starts, and you got to pull yourself up onto your knees. And it's like
a swamp?
In a Canadian lake, and like my wet hoodie, like flapping.
Size of an ocean.
Huge. Well, no, this one was a little guy. And then I don't know if she remembers doing this, but basically she got the other counselor to take the wheel and she turned, she flashed me and I, you know, a normal
That's
person
a
would
dream.
Be like, ha, ha, ha. I let go of the rope and I just like wiped out on the like, and it was like my body was hitting concrete. Like I just wiped
was
out.
That your first time now to see boobs?
Now I know why she doesn't want you to use her first and last name.
I think she was wearing a bikini or something, I don't know, but I just was like, oh god, and I just wiped out.
I saw cleavage.
Oh,
those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah,
I used to get real sad when she talked about her boyfriend. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was always a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Like, can we stop talking about Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. He's not good enough for you.
You could have all of this.
I also got her phone number and then called her. Maybe I was 14. I called her. She was at university. She was like 4 years older.
Wow.
And I remember calling her dorm from a payphone outside my school.
You're like, I'm at Timeless. Would you like to meet? I mean,
for a 50 at Timeless? Yeah. I remember her being like, cool. Anything? Was there anything else you wanted to say? Like, I was just like, anyway, how are things?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh my God, you both were like little Max at 14, macking on people.
Me?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
You're just smoking cigs?
I was just smoking and water skiing with alligators.
You weren't being a little Mac?
No. Nobody knew my gender. Nobody knew what was going on. I just had a greasy bowl haircut.
Gotcha.
And which ties in nicely to our guest.
Yeah. Yes,
okay.
Whose hair is not greasy, but that was my hairstyle of choice for a long time.
So who is our guest
today? So our guest today is a tremendously funny person that I like to claim that I discovered, because there is a show that Netflix was making where you discover new talent and help nurture them. And then the person that wins this competition gets their own hour.
Yeah.
Well, the pandemic hit.
Okay.
Everything went away. The show was canceled, never aired. But guess who I chose and who went on to explode and got her own HBO special, and I directed it.
It's a good origin story.
Wow.
It's
who are you referring to?
Well, that's not all. She is a nationally touring headliner. One of the funniest comics out there working today. And
truly,
a dear friend, Otsko Okotska.
Otsko's so funny.
So funny.
And so unique.
Funny bones, like really.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Yeah, like unique. There's, in comedy, you know, when people say you got to find your voice, there is that, which means, you know, what is your angle and what are you talking about? But also your delivery and just the way you use words and your inflection. And she has her own thing going on.
Very much.
And that special really popped. And very bright, and her outfit looked great, and her jokes were funny. Like, it really, like, you turn it on and it stood out.
Yes.
And she also wears earrings, like, that are in the shape of a Cheeto.
Or
she
eggs.
Does? Yeah. Lots of different.
Not even in a shape of a Cheeto. I think they use an actual Cheeto and, like, you know.
Dip it in something.
And then they dip it in something.
And it's an earring.
Well, let's hear our question from Otsko.
Hey, handsome. This is Otsko. I have a question for you. Okay, so you all kind of have iconic looks and haircuts that you stick with. And so do I. And I was wondering if you could choose your next look for your hair.
Oh.
What would it be?
Hmm.
Interesting. I mean, it's hard to imagine me without this big ball of puff.
It's not hard to. I can imagine anything I want at any time. I'm imagining crazy stuff. I'm imagining a Marge Simpson blue.
Oh.
And
pigtails for me.
Pigtails?
No, not that I want, but I'm picturing them on you.
On me.
Yeah.
I mean, I do this character, Brenda, but I wear a wig, and she has straight hair. People love to straighten my hair.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get on set somewhere, and they'll be like, you know what would be the funniest thing to do? we straighten your hair. I'm like, it's been done.
Wait, I like that they're not even saying, oh, that would look great. They're going, it'd be hilarious.
Yeah. They're like, yeah. They go straight to like comedy.
Yeah.
So I have had it straightened. I look insane.
Really?
It just doesn't feel right. I have these chubby cheeks. I like having the fluff. Just sort of
you got a great look for it.
Great look. Don't mess with it. Yeah. How long has it been before?
The longest was in second grade.
Down to your ass, down right?
Alanis Morissette.
Down to the floor. Like, do you know the country singer Crystal Gayle?
No.
What?
Two against one.
Two against one.
What's her famous song? Sing it.
Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Sing it.
I'm not going to sing that.
That rings a bell.
I don't know this song, do you?
Oh, there's no. So many. I've seen her live. She's got hair down to the floor.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm, you know.
Is she Amish?
She's an Amish country singer.
My hair was like to mid-back. But I've literally had this same haircut since I was like 18.
Yeah.
It just works. But it's crazy. My wife Jax is always like, can you put some product in there? You know, she wants me to keep the curls tight and just like in place. But I'm like, it's a wild mess over here. Like, just let
You're
me be.
Wild
Jax tree. Has a vision.
She has. Well, when my hair looks really good, she's done it.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
But what is really good? I think like, it looks really good right now.
Oh, thank you. This is me.
And that's I'm not flirting like, with you. Like, people mistake my kindness as flirting.
I was wondering.
Okay.
Like my specials, when my curls are tight and it doesn't look like there's a lot of flyaways. It doesn't look frizzy. Jax has done it.
Okay. Well, I like frizzy flyaways.
I get out of the shower. She puts a bunch of product in it. She gets a diffuser and she scrunches it as she diffuses.
You're like her little doll.
I am. But if I could change this...
These days there's got to be like an app where you can see what
different
you look
hairstyle
like.
Yeah. Bob and dark.
Isn't that kind of a bob?
Like a news lady.
Oh yeah, you're pretty news lady-ish.
Yeah, like
especially in that outfit.
Here, I'm gonna take it back to you, Bob. Tell us what's going on in the weather today.
Thank you, Fortune. Today it is raining.
Well, Bob, that was just a great forecast. I'm very excited about what's come. At least my plants will be getting some water.
All right, Fortune.
Oh, Bob.
And I'm Steven doing the sports.
I love y'all's mustaches.
What?
What about you guys?
You know how when someone is in love with you, they're supposed to be like, it doesn't matter what your hair looks like, but that's not, like anytime I've been like, I think I might go dark brown, whoever I'm dating is like, nah, don't do it.
Well, blonde is your signature.
Do you think? But I dye it.
Really? I'm not seeing it dyed.
Oh, no,
this
I mean,
is
this
dyed.
Is
oh,
dyed.
That's dyed. I yeah. do get my hair sun-kissed as well.
Girls! My gray is au naturel.
I'm starting to get grays at my temple.
Uh-huh.
Well, this TV show I'm about to make, I was thinking about, because my character is a he, him, and like a trans guy who goes by he, him, and I was like thinking, oh, maybe I could try something different. I could go brown. But I'm scared. As I'm saying it, my blood pressure, like I'm feeling, like my blood pressure's rising.
Wow.
I'm scared.
What color are your eyes?
Like greeny blue?
Yeah, green. Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason in pictures with your blonde hair, they look bluer.
I'm getting lost in your eyes.
Guys, get a room.
Guys.
Don't make my brown eyes blue.
I've never seen you
don't
without
it make
blonde
my
Have you
brown
had a different color
blue.
Before?
Yeah,
I just sang. I just sang.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful.
When we were in the middle of something, we didn't even hear it.
Well, look it up. Don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Okay, we'll look
Crystal
it up.
Gale.
Crystal Gale. Got it. God, I love the name Crystal.
Yeah, me too. And I've always wanted to say to someone, you know why your eyes are so brown? Because you're so full of shit. I've always wanted to say that.
Why are you holding back?
I know. I don't know why. I've never had the perfect moment.
I'm glad you got that one off your chest.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm dying to say that to somebody.
You know what I've really been wanting to say to someone?
The moment
hey,
will come.
If you come in here acting like that again, I won't let you. I'm just dying to say that.
I sometimes, like, as I'm going through my life, do you guys have imagined arguments with people? Like, sometimes I'm in a store and then there's no truth to it, but I imagine, like, what if that person came up to me and said, "You fucking gaylord," and then I'd say to them, "How dare you?" You know, and I'm like going through the whole.
Well, that's a good response.
Yeah. How dare you? Also, gaylord. I don't know.
Gaylord.
Yeah, you gaylord.
Well, that one stung.
Gaylord would probably be one of the nicer.
Yeah.
Well, it just sounds like you're the landlord in like
gay people
in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gaylord. Yeah.
You want your rent? You come get your rent.
Wow, Fortune. I've never seen you so upset.
Wait, so do you guys think I should go brown for this part?
Go brown.
Yeah.
Go brown?
Mainly because it's scaring the hell out of you.
Yeah.
So do something different and exciting.
That's true.
You can also dye your hair not in a permanent way, right?
Yeah, that's
true. And check it out.
Like spray it or something. Or
I don't. Isn't there like a
cover it in fudge?
A short-term... Again, this is all natural. What you are looking at, there's not a thing added to my look that is not natural.
It might take me like out of myself, so I'd feel like more of a character too.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it might make you like just get in that zone more.
I might get real depressed.
But then you have to go back to blonde, I think.
I think
once
so,
it's
right?
done, you got to shake the character off.
Yeah. Would you dye your hair blonde?
Nah, no.
It'd be a lot of work.
What do you mean?
Like you'd have to go sit in a chair and get that done blonde? Like every like what 4 weeks?
You'd have to get Debbie to do it, I think.
4 weeks it takes to dye hair?
No, you don't have to sit for
to keep
4 weeks.
To keep it up.
Oh, every I was like, oh my God. No.
4 weeks, 9 to 5, just to get your hair dyed.
Just to see if maybe I like it. No, that doesn't interest me. In the 90s when it was popular to have like, and maybe it is again or still or never went away, but like dark roots and blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
I used to want that.
I've wanted that too.
I have some wigs that have that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we can get wigs that have the roots. So weird.
Yeah, like a kind of River Phoenix or like Blade Runner. I feel like they'd have like bleach blonde and then dark roots. That would be cool.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on this one girl going, oh, that looks really. And I never see hair that I'm like, oh my God, I have got to get that.
But that was clipping out pictures to take to your hairdresser.
I gotta find out what this do. How long have you had this style?
I mean, it's a shorter version. I think I've had it a long time, but then when I see an old picture of myself, I have a longer, shaggier haircut. Yeah. So this, I would say I've probably had for, do you really care?
It's the part of the question. I'm just trying to get your backstory.
I would say I've probably had this haircut maybe 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
And I sometimes am very curious. Well, during the pandemic, I got to make a dream come true, which was to cut my own hair. I was always scared because I didn't want to mess it up and be walking around or having to film something. And then when the pandemic hit, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. And I just went nuts and I accidentally was good at it.
Oh,
yeah. I'd trust you to cut my hair.
I cut my father-in-law's hair and Max and Finn's. But yeah, even like that, I don't know if I talked about it on here, but that zombie movie I did.
Yeah.
That's my own haircut that I did in the pandemic and done. Just
yeah.
I had when I was filming the second season of Feel Good, I cut my own hair. And tried to get to the back and took like it was like a bald chunk in the back of my head. And so they had to take from a wig, and I was doing a sex scene that day, take from a wig a long blonde hair and glue it and then trim it. So I had like a patch of fake blonde hair and I was so worried it was going to come off. And just knowing that the person kissing me was feeling this like crusty toupee on the back.
Well, it's so hard to assume or accept that you look normal when you're filming and you have a wig on or something.
Oh, man, yeah.
Or, you know, if you had facial hair or something.
Someone on top of you.
But I am very curious, similarly, to just shave my head bald.
Really?
Yeah. I'd shave the side, get a head tattoo, and then grow my hair back. So I know there's a tattoo under there. Maybe.
Wait, you do have a head tattoo?
No, I would. I would. I'll get a handsome tattoo.
Yeah, please get a handsome one.
Put it on the list, Thomas.
No one asked.
I could not shave my head.
You couldn't?
I could not. I don't know. My hair is my security blanket.
Wait, did you say what kind of hair you'd do?
I would do a Bob.
Dark Bob.
Dark Bob. Oh, right.
And work
and
work
in, and be in the news.
And, right. I completely blocked you out.
I came with a whole new profession and everything.
I'd do, not to acknowledge the stash, but I would do...
Yeah, please don't acknowledge the mustache.
Sorry. I would probably do this, you know, if I could avoid the kind of pubic stage when, you know, when people are on testosterone and they start trying to grow the facial hair. And I want to avoid that. In between stage, if I could have this.
And just, how do you avoid the in between stage?
You can't really. Yeah, I guess.
Can you just shave it?
Yeah,
I guess
you could just keep shaving until it's like. But even my brother can't really grow a beard. Like I think in my family we don't really. But I would do like a blonde mustache like this. I think just for a while. Just to see.
I love a mustache.
I mean, it looks incredible on you. It's a whole personality.
Can y'all tell the our audio audience what is on y'all's face?
Yeah, if you're listening.
No. They'll have to go to YouTube to see what's going on. Yeah.
All right. There's a secret that these two have been hiding this whole episode. Hiding.
It is top secret.
I don't have what they have
you
right
do.
Now.
You do.
How dare you? So yeah, go to our YouTube page if you want
to see Fortune's mustache.
I asked if I should join them, and I was told no. It's funny too.
Well,
because
you didn't seem like you were into it, and then when we were about to record, you're like, should I?
Well, then because I felt like the weird one.
Well, you are. You look so weird.
You look really weird right now.
Yeah. Oh my God, Fortune.
And I didn't want to. I want to be a handsome team player.
Uh-huh.
I like the two against one dynamic on everything.
It does work for us.
Yeah. I'm worried about when I take this off. There's going to be like a red line.
There might be.
Yeah. There's going to be a significant kind of
whatever it is that you're referring to. Yeah.
And what's the problem with that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my new thing.
Yeah. Red line.
Or like those, you know, people get tattoos in their lip.
Yes.
Like inside.
I have a few of those.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. That would be crazy if you opened your mouth and you had like Russian prison tattoos all
flipped down your like flipped down
it
your
says,
lip.
Surprise!
It says TIG,
and I did them all myself.
I'm so
hardcore.
So
I bought a tattoo kit. I have a home tattoo kit. So if you guys do want,
I definitely don't.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But no but
did you?
Someone will want to be tattooed by you.
Have you done your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it's not going to inspire confidence. I'll tell you that.
What
much.
Is it? Is it a marshmallow or something?
Yeah, like, got a lot of things like that.
If you're not watching our YouTube page, you're really missing out right now.
Got like a kind of
May is showing their tattoos.
Oh, it's like a triangle.
Well, it's sort of like a speckly. I don't know. I did some.
I like that you started.
May
small.
I'm being very chill with your filthy shoes on the couch.
Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, I guess filthy. I wasn't chill.
I know. Yeah, super chill.
So, should we hear Otsko's answer?
Yeah, we should.
Okay, so I've been thinking, and I'm very close with my mom and grandma. There's three generations of us, and my mom and grandma both have short permed hair. So I thought my next haircut or my next look would be a short curly perm too. Finish off the three generations. Call it done.
I like that. If you don't know Otsko, you should look Otsko up because she has a very unique hairstyle.
Yeah, my childhood hairstyle.
But then if you see pictures of her, like her wedding pictures, it's down to like her shoulders. It's a trip.
Yeah.
It does look like a whole other person.
Yeah.
And she also has a hilarious grandmother that is always on tour with her and comes out in the special on stage.
Yeah. And when you say hilarious, you mean doesn't have a clue
why
what's
she's
happening
yeah.
or what she's saying or
because they dance a lot together, right?
Yeah. Her grandmother is the cutest person alive.
Yeah.
Have you met her?
No, just seen her.
My God. When we have dinner plans, I'm like, can grandma come?
That's funny.
That's who I want to spend my time with.
Because Otsko invented the drop challenge. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was huge. Yeah.
With the Beyonce song?
Where you slide down.
You go down very slowly to the Beyonce song?
Yeah.
That was Otsko started that.
We should probably do the drop challenge.
Thomas.
Put it on the list.
So what is a perm? Like
a really curly
a permanent wave.
But how long does it last? And do they still do them?
It was definitely a popular thing. Like my, it was my grandmother's age, like very popular. But it involves a lot of chemicals, right?
Yeah, like how do they...
Is but it... you have a perm, right?
How dare you, Gaylord.
Fortune! This is not a perm. But if you had... if you like those older women, that was like the style. They like... if they had straight hair, they wanted it to be curly. So they would get a perm to just have these really tight curls. And I don't know how long it would last. A couple months?
But also just girls, and some guys would get them too. In the 80s, perms were popular. Mm-hmm. I like to call them permanent wave. I like to elongate the
word.
That's
a good band name, Permanent Wave.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's got to be a band named that, no?
Well, there is now.
There is now.
Permanent Wave.
Did it feel really crusty, you think?
The perm?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I would go with my grandmother when she would get one into the, they call them beauty parlors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was a, and I would, they would do not a perm on me, but she would give
see,
me
I
a,
knew it was a perm.
her lady would give me a hair wash and cut. And she had these giant nails and she would just like wash my hair and her nails would dig into my scalp and it hurt so bad.
Oh, not in a nice way? Like
no,
in a bad way?
No, not feel good.
Oh, man.
Well, have you ever... I have the problem where I... when I go to a hair salon, which I don't really do anymore.
I believe they're called salons.
Hair salon. The person who's washing my hair, no matter who they are, what they look like, what they smell like, I'm just like... I think I'm in love with you.
I have the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
don't have that.
I can stay here all day. It doesn't feel heavenly to you?
Mm-mm. It's so intimate. It's like you go back to being a baby or something. It's just, yeah, I want.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I'm like, when's this going to be over?
Really?
Can you not get that water in my eyes? Ow! My eyes are ready.
Oh, my God. I'm just like, oh, wow. You know.
Yeah.
Really.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like an ASMR thing, you know, that some people get like tingly sensations if there's very soothing and it's when they go like, is the temperature okay? I'm like, just the fact that you asked is heaven.
Oh, look like, at you two. Yeah. Y'all should go to a salon together.
Two against one.
Why don't you go, why don't you guys go get tattoos and go to a salon together?
Fortune. Fortune.
I never knew that me not being part of your bit would really leave me on a island all to myself.
Are you really feeling it?
I wasn't until now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I can't really smile with this mustache on my face. And oh. So it's really affected my, like, I'm like, am I having fun? Because my face doesn't know it.
How much do I look like I own a pizza parlor?
Hey.
It looks so natural.
More like a poet. You look like a poet. A guy that's like.
Painter.
A guy. I am a woman.
Do you want to come into my house and read some books?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Can we hear one of your poems?
The bird, it flew, and the people.
Oh.
Oh. The people said, birdie, go. You fly away, you bird, on your way to the high, high sky.
This is the first single of Permanent
please.
Wave.
Please, May, don't.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
Interrupt my flow, and the bird knows where to go as it flies through the snow. Yes, yes. Yes.
Is it
and over? Come the oh, springtime, the bird will have flown. We'll be back to see family and friends. Tweet, tweet, flap, flap, fly.
Wait, is
and,
it? No. Oh.
And furthermore,
oh
having said that, we must bow our heads in prayer.
Whoa.
Whoa. Sharon Lewis and Brim, we got a hit on our hands.
That was,
amen.
Wow, that was
this
impressive.
Is the big. This is just the middle of the poem.
Oh God!
And
you really wouldn't.
Well,
just,
please, Fortune, oh. Please. I'm really feeling it right now.
You.
Why are you talking back to my poem?
You really went into this character very easily.
Yes. Yeah. Well, well, well.
I really like a poem that has a line in it that's just...
And another thing. Oh, my God. That it, you really like a poem.
But that has a line in it that's just, yes, yes, yes. Yes, that's yes, my favorite yes. part.
Well, it
yes,
rhymes.
Yes, yes. Yes.
It's, yes. Three, it's a triple rhyme. Yes, true, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You
yes.
look like that. May looks like a cop.
All right, I'll take it.
Or a mechanic.
I was going more like Robert Redford and, you know. That...
I was thinking more like old grandma.
What?
old you know, grandma. Sometimes they have the mustache.
Yeah. I was thinking mechanic. Maybe more mechanic.
Okay.
Yeah. So, hey, you want me to tune your car?
I kind of was thinking more like the village people.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
You seem open to any of these.
I'm open to... Oh, yeah, I know. I've
May loves to role play.
May's like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, grandma. Yeah. I like
that
it.
One, okay.
Okay. Well.
What a podcast.
What a podcast.
What a podcast.
Do you guys have anything to promote?
I do. I'm going to be at Dynasty Typewriter March 1st, and then I'm going to be in Peekskill, New York, March 8th, and then March 9th is sold out in Maine, but March 10th I'll be in Waterville, Maine. And you can go to tignotaro.com for all show and ticket information. But I am working out new material in LA, and
nice.
You don't want to miss it.
It was only then, as you were saying the dates and stuff, that I really took in the mustache and beard and suddenly was like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't look.
Well, you know, you yeah. have a mustache
know,
as well.
I know. I got it. Yeah. What about you, Fortune?
I'm on the last leg of my tour. So coming up, I have Durham and Wilmington, North Carolina, Los Angeles. I got a show at the Ace Theater. The Beacon in New York City. And then I just added dates. Albany, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, Bakersfield, and San Luis Obispo in California. And then Toronto is capping it all off.
When's nice. Toronto? I'm going to send all
Toronto
my pals.
Toronto is May 18th.
Oh, I'll be there.
At the Massey Hall.
Oh, Massey Hall is a very historic venue. I saw the kids in the hall there.
Oh, nice. I'm excited.
Oh, I'll come.
Oh, I would love that. Please.
Yeah. Everybody wear your handsome t-shirts to all these shows. Yeah. Check out our merch. I got nothing to promote, really.
Maybe even wear a mustache to the show.
Wear a mustache to the show. Yeah. Make Fortune feel further alienated.
Propeller hats and mustaches.
May was rocking their little cowboy hat.
The little cowboy hat is...
Really good.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it's a color I haven't seen it really on hats.
You've never seen that color.
Not a lot on hats. It looks cool.
Fortune.
I've seen that hat, that color.
Okay, I got it.
Anyway, you can get one of these handsome t-shirts.
That's good looking.
We've been seeing these in crowds at shows, and they look really cool.
Yeah.
My girlfriend wears it as pajamas, so I'm seeing both your faces in my bed a lot.
That's right.
She's a real fan of the show.
She's a big fan of the pod.
I love that. That's awesome. Great. Jax will listen after the fact. She'll be like, what did you say about me?
Yeah, when she starts getting messages and stuff about
I know Stephanie will say things to me where she's like, somebody messaged me about, and it'll be something we said the day before at home in bed. And she's like, I'm like, oh yeah, I mentioned that. It's just like, wow.
We're sharing our lives with you guys because we love you and we appreciate you listening.
And you're our only friends.
Yeah, and we're
Make
your
sure
only
you
friend.
Go to our YouTube channel to check out the video versions of this. Hi to all of you watching.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
And
then I'm sure I'll be around in LA doing shows. Yeah.
Check out. You have a...
I just post them on Instagram and stuff. I'm usually at Largo once a month.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice. And also tell your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends. We love you. I'm sure we'll love your friends.
Yeah,
exactly.
Will. Bring them along. Share your favorite episode with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's probably this one.
I was just going to say, is it this one?
All right.
This goes down in the handsome, what do you call
folder.
It? Folder. This is definitely in the handsome folder.
Yeah. Well, until next time.
Keep it handsome.
Pew, 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 pew.
Handsome is hosted by me, Tig Notaro, Mae Martin, and Fortune Themester. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Ouellette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com. Follow us on social media at handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!
What a podcast!